Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Dr. Bill Nolte, the superintendent of Haywood County Schools. I'm your guest host for the Haywood County Schools Report today. I don't do that very often, but it's a pleasure to do so. Today we are going to talk about Governor's School, and my very special guest on the program is Kennedy Barker. Welcome to the program.
It's very nice to be here this morning.
Okay, thank you for being here. So just, I know you, I've known you since you were, you know, pretty young, but just tell folks out there who you are. Tell them a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Kennedy Barker. I'm a junior at Pisgah High School, 16 years old. I play three sports. I play varsity basketball, tennis, and soccer at Pisgah. I've danced competitively for 15 years. I have a dog named Blueberry, just a little bit of my personal life. I love school. I love my friends. I love hanging out with my friends, spending time with my friends, just like every other teenager does. I think that's a good overview.
It is really. I knew all those things, but now other people know that.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about Governor's School. We hear about that, but you know, not very many people go, and even people like me who know about it and have known about it for years, we don't know a lot about it. So just tell us a little bit about Governor's School.
Well, Governor's School is a summer program. It's a four-week program. There's two campuses. You have an east and a west campus. I'm at Meredith College, which is the east campus, but there's also the west campus at Winston-Salem State University. You can apply for many different disciplines. You can apply for, I applied for natural science, but there's natural science, social science, English, math, and then there's also like band, choir, and dance. So there's a lot of different disciplines you can apply for. Yeah, that's just a little bit.
And you're doing the natural science one, really?
Yes,
and
I am.
And that's, you explained it earlier, is like hard science.
It is like hard sciences. So there's like a social science, which is more like law, politics, social issues. Natural science is more like chemistry, biology, environmental science, just what you think you would learn in a science class at school.
Yeah, okay. And so, now why'd you apply? Just not everyone applies.
I applied because I definitely wanted something to do this summer. Because of COVID, I was limited in what I could do my freshman and sophomore year over the summer. And so I knew I really wanted to do some kind of summer program. And also I'd heard it's a very prestigious, it's a well-known program. And I was like, hey, I think I want to apply. I want to see if I can get in. Because also I've heard people tell me that it has changed them. And it's been, some people have said it's the best experience of their life. And I was like, that sounds really cool. I think I want to do that.
Yeah, again, this is your interview, not mine. But I think people need experiences like that, and people can get them lots of different ways. Everyone doesn't have to go to Governor's School, but there are all kinds of really quality activities that people could participate in, like sports at school like you do, but also there are all kinds of retreats, and some of them are connected to churches, but those experiences can be really, really valuable. And everyone I've talked to, sometimes I've done interviews with people before they go to Governor's School like you, and sometimes we've interviewed people who return from Governor's School, and I've not talked to a single one that didn't feel like they gained something from it. So sorry about that, listeners. But anyway, I'm glad you applied, and you will do well, as have all of our other Governor's School people throughout the years. So just in case there's some student or parent or grandparent out there listening that might want to encourage someone to go to Governor's School, what's the application process like?
So they give you an application. You have to write two essays. I believe they're about 500 words. You write one essay that is specific to the discipline that you're applying for. And then your other essay is a prompt that everyone who's going to Governor's School has to answer. You have to tell them a little bit about yourself. They ask what awards, achievements, what you're involved in school. And then I think actually one of the most important questions is the last question you have to answer, and it's how are you going to be ready to pretty much leave your home for 4 weeks and also be open to new ideas and other things that you're going to learn at Governor's School, and how are you going to respect other people? So that's just a little bit of the application process, but yeah.
That's an important question too, because a lot of folks don't, they just don't leave home much.
Right.
You know, some families travel and some don't. And it's a big old world, you know, I'm editorializing here a little bit, but it's just a big world. And Haywood County is, you know, one of the greatest places in the world, and I choose to live here, but it's really nice to know about other cultures and, you know, just like here, there are good and bad things about other parts of the world, but travel and having experiences like this is really valuable. So if you're listening, even if you don't want to go to Governor's School, if you can, go somewhere, right?
Right, and that's another reason I applied is because I was like, I want to have that experience away from home before I go off to college next year, and also have the experiences of meeting all those people and learning new things, because I am, and I'm a part of a lot of clubs at Pisgah High School and leadership programs, and I wanted to learn that too going to Governor's School.
Yeah. Well, that's a smart reason to apply. So, did you say how long you were going to be there?
4 weeks.
4 weeks. And that's quite a bit of time. You'll do fine, as do most people, but I do think it's a good experience to have. I know very capable people from when I was younger who went to college the same time as I did and were smarter than me probably, but they just weren't able to be there at college. And it wasn't about the courses.
Right.
It was tough. So I think that is an important thing to do. And, you know, we'll pull for Blueberry. Hope Blueberry's okay while you're gone.
Everybody she'll be fine.
Everybody feeds Blueberry and all that kind of stuff. Okay. So, you know, one of the last things I want to talk about is, you know, what you hope to gain from the experience.
Well, like I said, a lot of people told me that it was like this eye-opening experience, that they learned all these new things. And so that's one thing that I really want to learn when I'm down there. I want to learn not only just about natural science and learn all these cool new things about that field, because that is what I'm very interested in, but also I want to learn about these other disciplines that I'm also going down there for. I want to meet new people. I want to see these people from different backgrounds, different cultures. And I want to just take it all in and experience that, because I think Governor's School is like a smaller version of the real world mm-hmm. that I'm going to be putting myself mm-hmm. out there in a year. So I just think that's going to teach me a lot of things that I'm and life skills that I'm going to need later on.
Right. We're working on a portrait of a graduate, which is a new thing in North Carolina, and about 1,200 of us from across the state are working on that. And that's probably another podcast that someone else will do later. But it really is about how the world is rapidly changing and has all kinds of people in it and has is becoming more automated in terms of jobs. You know, if it can be automated, it probably will. And so I think going to Governor's School for those reasons are really cool reasons, because the world's changing really fast. And this, you know, this will probably give you an edge. And it probably will be reflective of the world, like you said, but it'll probably be a kinder reflection of the world. Because
yes.
I think everyone there will be like you. They're just there to get something out of it, you know. Okay. Well, I really appreciate you being on the Haywood County Schools Report, and I thank you for being one of our fine students and applying and being selected and being able to go.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. I hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.